This
for
is
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another program of For a Better Life here on IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Wahid Alawi. We were talking in the previous program about arrogance and that we should not have arrogance within us as a believer. Let me tell you a story about a doctor who accidentally killed his own son. A doctor is able to benefit from what he has learned of his knowledge, as long as it remains in his memory. But what would happen if Allah didn't want it to remain in his memory? For some people, knowledge is considered to be a reason to feel arrogance towards others. And you might wake up one day and you have forgotten everything, all your knowledge. And the same goes for our story here. The son of a doctor around 30 years ago had a fever, and the doctor thought that his son had malaria. The doctor treated him as if he had malaria, when in reality he had another kind of fever. The medication of that kind of fever and malaria are different. The son died after a few days. There is nobody who would work harder in finding a cure for that child other than his own father that had all that knowledge. He had accumulated all of that knowledge, but all of that accumulated knowledge could not help him. Why? Because everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a religious doctor who passed away, and he told Shaheed Dastaghaib, Ayatollah Dastaghaib, Rahmatullah alayh, "Sometimes I give someone medication which I am certain will work. Later, I see that it did not have a positive effect. Sometimes medication that I thought might work, works perfectly. It is clear that the effect is also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So whenever we take medicine, whenever we take a tablet, do remember to say Bismillah, in the name of Allah, because it is not sure that that will work either. You trust in Allah and you take that medicine. A doctor, like a religious scholar, is in need of his knowledge, and for that reason, he should not become arrogant. Everyone can do mistakes, no matter how much knowledge you have accumulated. So do not feel arrogance. A scholar must be humble. A believer must be humble. That is the moral trait of the prophets. A scholar, a doctor, a student, anyone who is a believer, an engineer, an architect, an IT engineer, every one of us must be humble. We should not consider ourselves to be different from the layman or from others, like was a millionaire. A billionaire must not consider himself different from a poor person. The $1 million that one has did not make him a person without needs. Can one's money cure him from an incurable disease? No, most surely that cannot. It should not be left unsaid that this is related to the person himself. The person should not consider himself high and others low. He should not have huge expectations of respect, but it is other people's duty to respect him and have him in a high esteem and hold him high.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We
me just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
A scholar in any field must be respected. But that is from our side. And that person himself or herself should not seek that respect. Many traditions have been mentioned about this. For example, respecting a religious scholar is like respecting the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Or respecting any scholar in any field, any expert in any field is respecting the messenger of Allah. But most surely, scholar of the religion is more so. So when you have this accumulated knowledge, do not feel arrogant. Do not feel that I am better than that person X because I know this technical terminology, or I work in that place. I'm not a sweeper, but maybe in front of Allah's eyes, that sweeper in the sight of Allah is dearer than we who are a CEO of a billion-dollar corporation. And we are, I don't know, engineers, and we are architects and IT experts. Maybe that sweeper, that shoemaker, is more dearer in the sight of Allah than the rest of us. So please, whenever we feel arrogance, try to battle the arrogance. And how do you battle the arrogance? You do good towards that person which you feel envy. You give him gifts. You use good language. You try to be at his service. You crush your carnal soul. You make yourself humble in front of that person X. Whenever you feel arrogance or envy, because they go hand in hand with each other. So try to do these technical applications. Do good towards the person you feel envy or arrogance at. And you will see that that arrogance will be crushed. That envy will be crushed beneath your feet. And as long as you feel that this arrogance has not been wiped out, you continue with the same techniques. Do good to the shoemaker. Do good to the sweeper. Do good to the nurse and other occupations that are considered low according to the society that we live in. No job is low as long as it is a halal job. As long as you are earning halal money, there is no job which is low in the sight of Allah, even if the society says that. So do recall the virtues of the Prophet. Do recall the personality of the Prophets in these occasions, whenever you feel arrogance coming within you. One must understand what arrogance is and where it comes from. Then he or she will realize how great a sin it is and how it could take us towards destruction. Arrogance is a state of feeling important, feeling that one has a special place. Reality is taken from him, and he only uses his imagination. Everyone in reality is nothing. Everybody is from dirt and will return to dirt. Oneself is also in real need. His life, health, and property are not in his hands. The commander of the faithful Ali alayhi salam says in one of his speeches found in Nahjul Balagha, the peak of eloquence, O creatures of Allah, Allah created you without you having a choice and takes care of you for as long as you are alive. Till next time, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.